Welcome to the Standing Up to POTS podcast, otherwise known as the POTScast. This podcast is dedicated to educating and empowering the community about postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, commonly referred to as POTS. This invisible illness impacts millions, and we are committed to explaining the basics, raising awareness, exploring the research, and empowering patients to not only survive, but thrive. This is the Standing Up to POTS podcast.
Hello, POTS community. It's Jill here at the 12th annual Standing Up to POTS 5K and 2K event to raise awareness of POTS and raise money for POTS research. This event is taking place both virtually with participants from all over the planet and with a physical race course in Springfield, Ohio, on the campus of beautiful Wittenberg University. POTS patients and non-patients alike are doing their choice of running, jogging, walking, rolling, cheering, supporting, and we are going to meet some of the participants who are there at Wittenberg today doing the event. And I know not everybody's aware that we are a nonprofit that is run entirely by volunteers. Nobody gets paid. We raise money to fund POTS research to help today's suffering POTS patients. We have funded over $500,000 with grants in multiple countries, and we have just had our most recent round of grant funding for projects that I am so excited about. And of course, unfortunately, we can't talk about new projects very much until they're published because medical journals are picky about letting researchers share their findings before publication. But that is the work that we do all year long, and our website and this podcast are also part of what we do to raise awareness and spread education. But the research fund is where just about every dollar goes. We are very frugal when it comes to everything else because we want every dollar possible to go to POTS research. So please check out our website at standinguptopots.org to see more about past research we have funded and anything else you might want to learn about us. If you're a researcher, for sure check out our page for researchers about future research that we're funding and how to apply. But enough about us. It's time to get to know some of the people participating in the 5K and 2K event today. Our first guest is our president and founder, Dr. Kathy Peterson, who started this entire nonprofit years ago. Kathy, good morning. How are things there?
Good morning, Jill. Things are great. We've got people. We had people out at registration half an hour before we opened. And so the crowd is really excited. It's a beautiful fall day. A little bit chilly, but the leaves are awesome. So it's going to be a great day for pictures and for fun.
And you guys have such a beautiful campus there. For people who don't know, I mean, you guys have kind of one of those old Gothic buildings and just everything is green. And it's just kind of a picture perfect campus, isn't it?
We do. And the fall colors just are icing on the cake. It is absolutely gorgeous today.
So this is the 12th time you have put this on. Are you seeing a lot of the same returning faces?
We do. In fact, the first person that's going to come in probably was there at our first one. It's a whole family clan. They bring their running group. So that's what's fun, is to see the same people year after year. They enjoy their time here. They like meeting other POTS patients. I think maybe you know, Jill, but for our listeners, we put them in a different color shirt so that they can find each other either on the course before or after. We have a room where we allow the POTS patients to sit together as they're waiting for the event to start and just talk, you know. And what's fun about that is you hear them say, oh my gosh, me too. I love that part of the event.
Oh, wonderful. And I think that you provide some samples, right? And we have some nice sponsors that I'll mention more later, but I think Normalite and others provide with some fun little drinks for everyone. So it's a little bit, I think of it as almost a cocktail party of electrolyte beverages.
Right. You know, we're so lucky to have these sponsors. They by themselves have donated $11,500 to our research fund just from our sponsorships. So our presenting sponsor, we'll send him in later, is Matt Buer of Thrivent, the Main Street Financial Group. Normalite is a platinum level sponsor. And then we've got a lot of other sponsors as well. We are so incredibly lucky to have them supporting our event and our work.
Wonderful. And we're so lucky to have you doing the work of, I know, going out and getting those sponsors and helping make all of this possible. And I know there's a lot of people there at Wittenberg who volunteer to help make this possible. So thanks to all of you guys. We can't wait to meet the people who are going to do the race.
Absolutely. We're going to start sending them in shortly.
Perfect.
Good to see you, Jill. And thank you for getting up so early once again this year.
I am
She's
happy to
California,
do it.
She's in California, right? So it's 10 o'clock here and it's 7 o'clock in the morning in California. So thank you, Jill.
My pleasure. Have a good day out there. Good morning. Who are you guys and where did you come from?
We came from Tip City, Ohio.
And she's Leslie and I'm Steve.
Yes. Sorry.
Wonderful. And are you both doing a walk today, a jog, a run, 5K, 2K? What are you up to today?
We're doing the 5K today.
Wonderful. And either of you, are you supporting a POTS patient or are you a POTS patient?
Yes, I'm a POTS patient and he's my wonderful support.
Wonderful. Can we ask what your flavor of POTS is and if it's affecting, you know, your being out there or your training? Did you have to kind of work around POTS to be out there doing a 5K today?
Yeah, yes, very much. Yeah, it pretty much affects all elements of training and recovery. Yeah, I definitely can't work out. I have to be careful of the intensities at which I work out. But
how many days she stacks together, stuff of that nature. And like this week, she got her shingles vaccine. So, of course, dealing
with
that, you know.
Yeah, which just knocked me out for 4 or 5 days here. And so a little out of it today, but happy to be here and thankful to be here. But yes, exercise is also one of the best things I've found in terms of managing my POTS. I found out the more fit I am, the less severe my flare-ups and the less long-lasting they are. I mean, that said, yeah, I feel like doing anything athletically, you have to introduce it very slowly and up your intensity or duration very slowly. And even doing everything smartly, you still get lots of setbacks and just have to keep trying to move forward.
Yeah. So what is the biggest challenge today? Like, for example, is it the actual jogging itself? Is it getting up this early? Is it the temperature? Is it the managing the hydration? What's the challenge?
The biggest challenge is actually I have lymphocytic colitis also. And so it's bathroom needs today.
Wow.
So it's actually... yeah, not quite POTS-based, but inflammation-based.
Yeah. No, it's a good reminder that so many POTS patients have POTS on top of other things. And
yeah, one of our other challenges athletically is I have adrenal insufficiency. And so trying to figure out how to manage that in terms of athletics, as well as the hydration, how much electrolytes, like we take extra electrolytes every day, but then if you're working out, you take extra. And in the summer, it's like extra.
Yeah.
And so, it's a lot of trial and error and, that didn't work so well.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, it's funny because I've just started to be doing a deep dive in this. And I know you need to go because you need to warm up and everything, but I need to ask, when you treat your adrenal insufficiency properly, does that have an effect on your POTS? Does it improve your POTS? Or does your POTS get worse if you don't treat the adrenal insufficiency?
Well, I need the adrenal sufficiency in order to live. So I would say the POTS would get severely worse if I was in adrenal failure.
I think it compounds when you have POTS and then having that. If she has a flare-up, I think it compounds with the adrenal insufficiency. So.
I think anything, like I have a slew of alphabet soup chronic illnesses in my resume, if you want to call it. And I think, when one flares up, the rest jump in line. But that said, the better you can control one thing, the less of a load all the others play on your system, if I'm saying that clearly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that, because I think it's great for people to know just how many things you had to juggle and how hard you had to work to be here today and to show up for this and do it. And I would love to just ask what you're going to be thinking about out there on the course.
Probably song lyrics. There are a bunch of songs I listen to, like
Sia's Unstoppable and just songs about following your dreams and keep at it. Even if you're in a 2-year backslide, there'll be a year where you'll move forward. So, yeah.
Yeah. I would just like to add that, Sia being her husband and seeing what she goes through, you know, just like for everybody else that deals with it. And I know it's different levels, but like just continuing to try to fight, you know, trying to do what you can do. And that's the best that you can do, you know, like don't compare yourself to others and just try to be the best version of you.
Yes. So. My motto this summer was pursuit of potential, because we all have potential. And it's about pursuing your own potential. Yes, we don't all have the genetics or the financing or this or that to be Olympic athletes, but we all can achieve and strive to find our own potential. And so I think that's really important to remember that we all have potential.
Wow. So. Well, you guys are just amazing and so eloquent. And I feel like we could just like stop the podcast right there. Thank you so much.
No, I hope you have you'll talk to
thank
more
you.
People.
Yes, everyone will have great insight, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, correct.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck out there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Good morning. What's your name?
Anna.
And where did you come from today?
So I live a little bit south of Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. And what brought you here today?
So I am Potsy, and this is actually my third time being here. And I just kind of look forward to this weekend as a chance to connect with other people who just get it. And last year, there was a group of us who all live locally, and we made a little group chat, and we get together. So,
great for that. That's so cool. And do you have to, like, do special things to train to be able to do this today? Like, which event are you doing today, and what are the challenges in it for you?
So I'm doing the 2K. I have never been a runner even before I got thoughts. But for me, trying to stay active, just I work full-time still, so keeping busy with that. And
yeah. And so what are you going to be thinking about out there while you're on the course?
So for me, again, it's just really connecting with the other people, trying to talk and meet new people who might have ideas to share and things like that.
Yeah. And so... can we ask, like, do you follow the research for POTS? Are you doing this specifically to support POTS research? Or for most of the people who are participating, is it mostly just to meet other POTSies? Or?
So I think a lot of it is for us to meet other POTSies just because it's not really talked about in the normal world. And there's a lot more of us than there actually seem to be. We kind of hide in plain sight. So that's really a great thing about this, although I'm a scientist at heart, so I love following all the research and seeing what the new outcomes are and hoping that we get more answers.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the symptom that's going to be the most challenging for you?
So the one that's been bugging me the most lately has just been fatigue. There's tiredness that get through the day and then need to take a nap and then get up, eat dinner, then go to bed. So just the tiredness.
Yeah. Well, we so thank you for spending your limited energy on us today. And we hope you just have an amazing time out there and meet lots of cool people and just have a beautiful morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name's May.
And where did you come from today?
I came from New Carlisle.
Okay. And what brought you to the race today?
I have been diagnosed with POTS by a cardiologist, but I'm still in the process of the official diagnosis at the Cleveland Clinic with the POTS specialist, who's the neurologist there. So just looking to meet new people that have similar issues as me.
Yeah, absolutely. So can I ask, have you been struggling with issues for a long time and you're only now just getting to see the specialists who have an idea what this is? Or did you have a nice, quick, easy diagnostic process?
Yeah, so I've been having symptoms since 2012 when I started college. I have done Holter monitors. I've seen the cardiologist. Everyone's just said it's an inappropriate sinus tachycardia. And I just had a hysterectomy for my endometriosis the end of summer. And that's just when my symptoms got exasperated. And my doctor started the referral process, and now we're up at the Cleveland Clinic.
Oh gosh, and I hope everything just gets so much better with answers and a diagnosis. So, wow. So, can I ask, is it a challenge to be out there? Like, what are you doing, the 2K, 5K? Are you walking? Are you, like, what are you doing? And is it going to be a challenge? Did you have to train to be able to do this today?
Yeah, I'm hoping to at least do part of the 2K. Right now, it's just hard to exercise even for 10 minutes. For instance, every morning I have a massive adrenaline dump. My heart rate's been in the 130s, 140s all morning. So I might not be able to do the walk, but at least I was able to show up today and meet people.
I feel like you should just get credit for the heart rate being, it's like you have been doing an event since the heart rate jumped, huh?
Right. I'm burning calories just from existing.
Oh, goodness. Have you met any other POTS patients yet today?
Yes, I have. I've been in the room for the POTS family and patients and just getting to know everyone. And apparently there's a Dayton group that I am going to join. So I'm excited to just kind of make more friends that understand what I'm going through.
Yeah. So what are you going to be thinking about out there to keep you going when you're on the course?
That I'm stronger than whatever is being thrown my way. And it's okay that I'm having these symptoms. And it's really not my fault. And that, you know, everyone here is understanding what I'm going through and it's real.
Oh, that's awesome. And what do you wish more people understood about POTS?
That there's nothing you did to get it. And even though you can't physically see what's going on with us, we're not faking it. If we're actually saying something is going on, it's probably at its worst.
And my last question is, are you going to kind of like pay some sort of price for doing this today? Are you going to go home and crash? Or are you going to be like, is this your energy for the day? Like what, how does this fit into your day and your weekend?
Oh yeah, this is what's going to take me down for the rest of the day. But I purposely cleared my schedule. So I'll be resting the rest of the day and tomorrow and just go back to work on Monday. Hopefully have enough energy to be there.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us today. And I
thank you for having me.
Have the best experience and sort of like welcome to Club POTS. I know nobody would ever like choose to join this club, but the people are amazing in my experience. And so I hope you find the same thing.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I am very much looking forward to making new friends and hopefully getting more research going and more awareness. We have to have it.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, thanks for being part of it today and making it happen.
Yeah, thank you. And you have a great day.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Joe Fritchman.
Where did you come in from today?
Just from Beaver Creek, Ohio. I actually went here in undergrad, but graduated in 2008. So it's been a while.
Oh, fun. So what brings you back today?
I have POTS. I was diagnosed just after I left Wittenberg, but I passed out about a billion times while I was here. But ever since I heard about the race, I've been trying to come most years. It's nice to meet other people.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said you passed out a lot during college. I mean, did it take you a long time to figure out what was going on?
Yep. They went through all kinds of things for a few years. They thought I had long QT syndrome. I don't, luckily, but I actually had a defibrillator implanted my freshman year here, and then my sophomore year it broke and tried. Luckily, I'm okay, but that part wasn't fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're smiling right now. You have a nice, beautiful, big smile, but it sounds like there was some really difficult stuff. I mean. Wow. So did you have to train to be here today? Are you going to be walking or jogging? Or do you already do those things? Or is it a lot of...
I'll be jogging. I'm luckily pretty much symptom-free with POTS at this point. It's, I get dizzy every once in a while, but, knock on wood, I haven't passed out in years. So it kind of feels wonderful.
That is great to hear. Do you mind just saying a little more, like, did you have to do anything special? Like, do you have a routine you follow or did it just go away on its own?
No, it mostly just went away on its own. Like, I've been passing out since high school up through, 5 or 6 years ago. And then the event, just tapered off over time. I guess I'm just lucky.
Yeah. And thanks for coming out to support everybody who's hasn't gone away yet. What do you think most people should know more about POTS? What do you wish more people knew?
No, I'm not sure. No one's asked me that before. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, even if we look perfectly fine, sometimes we're just not. We're more exhausted. We're dizzy, but we're trying to fight through it so we can have a more or less normal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for coming today. And we're so excited to hear about your story. And we hope you have a great time out there. Good luck today.
Thank you very much. And have a great day.
Good morning. Good morning. What are your names?
Jim.
And Barb. I did a podcast with you last year as a mother of a POTS patient. I'm trying to encourage my shy husband to do one as a father, as a POTS patient, because I think that perspective would be good. So I'm going to let you talk with him. But I'm here to tell him to do this because it's good for his daughter and for all the POTSies.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Good morning. Where did you guys come in from?
We live in Lebanon, Ohio. So south, about an hour, maybe.
Oh, that's a long way to come. How long have you had POTS in your family?
Well, it was 3 years.
Okay. And can you remind us what are the symptoms that your daughter struggles with the most?
Blood pressure when she stands up a little bit, migraine headaches. She'll run like the air conditioning in the car at super cold. And I used to manage in freezers and coolers and can't stand how cold she needs it. And then at times she'll be really warm and her extremities will be really cold.
Yeah.
And fatigue, extreme fatigue.
Well,
to the point where we kind of do the extra so that she can work and get health benefits and make it through the day. And basically, my wife spends a lot of time keeping up her house and I keep up our house. So kind of as retired people, we're keeping up two households.
Yeah.
At least helping her enough so that she can keep her house going.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful that you're so supportive and that you help so much. I don't know if it would make you feel better, but I made my family move to Alaska to help me avoid the heat. So if that puts the air conditioner in the car as not as bad. So do you feel like there's very much awareness out there, like among your friends and family?
I'll say absolutely not, because our neighbors and stuff still think it when Anna comes over, and they're good people, but you know, physically they don't, or visually they don't see anything wrong. So they don't understand the disease. They don't understand viruses and things like that. And they just blow it off as she's making it up, or it's in her head or something like that, you know? And a couple across the street, the husband works at a hospital. So you would think he'd have more scientific knowledge and more empathy, but that's typical, I think.
Wow.
And I know she faces the same thing in her workplace, where people see that, you know, she doesn't have crutches or she's not in a wheelchair and she's just trying to make it through the day. So there's nothing visibly wrong. And people are busy in their own lives, so they don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But I know that it means so much to have family. And I think there's something special about having dads who believe you when you have POTS. So I just want to say how special it is that you're so supportive and that you're here today. And I know.
Well, your child, you know, your whole life. Doesn't matter how old you are, they're still your child and you have to help them out.
Well, that's beautiful. So thanks a million. And we hope you have a nice day today. And is your daughter here as well today?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yeah, we come specifically to help her and, you know, show up with her.
Yeah.
And we come to help support the fundraising that's Standing Up for POTS does and the research.
That's huge. That's huge. Hey, thanks a million. Take care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. You look familiar. You've been to this before, haven't you?
I have been. We were just talking. It's probably been almost since the first event, maybe.
Okay. Reminds me your name.
Kim.
Kim, welcome, Kim. And I see you have a supporter with you.
I do. I have my service dog with me today. His first 5K.
Oh, and what is his name?
This is Finn. Oh,
wonderful. And how does Finn help you out there today?
Yeah, so Finn does mobility, and if I get weak, he'll allow me to support myself. Like, sometimes he'll come between my legs and allow me to kind of, you know, just relax a little bit. It picks up on my heart rate, if my heart rate's too high, and will, like, call at me or nudge me to sit down. And then he'll pick up things, but I hopefully won't need him to pick up anything today, but he'll pick things up off the ground for me if I need him to pick it up. And then we're working on him retrieving my medical bag that has my EpiPens and my inhaler and glucose in it from the shelf at home if I need it, if my husband weren't home.
Wow. And so this sounds like a lot of hard work and training for him. How long have you been working with Finn to make this all possible?
Yeah, it's been a long time, actually. I always say if I were going to tell somebody to do it again, I would say pay the $30,000 or whatever it is for Paul's, because, you know, when you already don't feel well, it takes a lot of work to still train a dog. So this is Finn's 3.5, and I got him when he was 10 weeks old, and we literally have been in training ever since I got him. Originally, we were going once a week. You know, he did his regular puppy training, the good canine, all that good stuff. Then went to advanced puppy training, and then we went to service dog training with another lady. And then there were probably for about 9 months, we went twice a week. And so we went once a week all along, and then for a little bit of period, we went for twice a week. And then now we go kind of as needed. She'll tell me what to work on. I work on it. We meet back up to kind of reevaluate and see how he's doing, see if we can pick up on other things. So,
wow, that's fantastic. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about you. What is your toughest POTS symptom, and like, what's the challenge today?
Yeah, for me, the biggest challenge is the leg fatigue and the muscle fatigue. So, you know, I love to run, but I can't run anymore between the fatigue and then also getting diagnosed with low bone density. The doctor said no more running. I was getting fractures in the bones in my legs, but just even like standing, like, you know, I'm a teacher. And so I do a lot more teaching from sitting than I can standing and walking around the room. So I'd have to say probably, the heaviness and the leg fatigue and then dizziness. It's hard to get up and walk around and teach and look at an iPad, and look at the board and all that stuff, you know, and you get too lightheaded. So those are my two biggest things. I don't usually feel my heart rate going sky high. I think my body has just kind of grown accustomed to it. Yeah. And so sometimes I have to like look at my watch, or if my watch beeps at me, or if he's acting crazy for some reason, I'm like, okay, is it my sugar? Is it my heart rate? You know, because I really just don't feel it a lot of times, unless it's, you know, palpitating.
Yeah.
Then you feel it, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you say that. I'm the same way. And I've always thought that, at least for me, POTS is named for its least bothersome symptom.
Exactly.
I don't care about what my heart's doing. It's all the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The tachycardia is no big deal, because we know our heart is still in good health. I've had a nuclear heart test and it's perfect. You know, it's all the other stuff that comes along with it that is more bothersome than your heart rate beating too fast.
Yeah. Okay. So given that you could have slept in today and it's cold, what makes it worth it to you to do all the effort of coming out here today?
Yeah. For me, I love coming out and showing the support to other people. You know, like, I just met somebody in the hallway who's brand new here today, and her daughter has POTS, but she's never come to this event. And so I love coming out just to show other people and even spread awareness via Facebook, like, hey, yeah, we have this issue, this disability, but we can still get out and be productive people and do the things that we love. And, you know, just to try to bring awareness, you know, we all have different symptoms, you know, none of us are mirror imaged of each other. And so it's nice to hear from other people, you know, what they have experienced and whatnot. And then, like, from last year's group, I met a group of like 12 girls that are local, and while I haven't been able to go to one of their luncheons yet, they've gotten together, I think, twice at a restaurant to meet and just be able to socialize with one another and know there's other people like you, so.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I had spoken to someone a few days ago who was not coming today because she was worried that she wouldn't be able to make it through a course. Do you have any tips or tricks or words of advice as someone who's done this many times you know, if somebody's out there and they're not feeling confident that they could really make it through the day, do you have any thoughts for them?
Yeah, I say that, you know, first of all, you have to have a good mindset. And, you know, it's going to be hard. Like, I already know today, like, my legs are going to hurt while I'm out there. But if we can tell ourselves that, you know, we can do it and just try to push through it. And, you know, if it gets to a point to where you really feel like you can't make it, it's okay to stop. It's okay to ask for help. And so, you know, if you get out there and you get to a person on a corner and you say, I can't make it anymore, I'm sure they'll send somebody out to, you know, come get you so that you can get back safely. I always say, well, my doctor tells me too, I'm not allowed to walk alone, not allowed to exercise alone. So I think that, you know, you definitely have to bring somebody with you so that you have your support, you know, system. And that makes it a little easier also to be able to walk and keep up with people. So yeah, just do the best they can do and, you know, come hydrated, bring salt, whatever it is that you need to keep you going.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, last question. What do you wish more people understood about POTS?
Well, I wish that people understood that there's a difference between us and all these nice athletes who are and movie stars who are coming out now that have POTS, because we don't live in the same world. And even without their POTS, we didn't live in the same world. And so, you know, we can't compare ourselves. Like, I love to swim, but I'm not Katie Ledecky. But I also appreciate them coming out to bring awareness about it, because I think that them coming out of the closet, per se, helps to bring awareness to POTS, to the real world, because I think people thought we were all just crazy. You know, who are we? But now that there are people who are athletes and movie stars and musicians coming out, more people are recognizing it. And also since COVID, you know, COVID was not a nice thing, but it was a nice thing that it brought awareness to POTS, because, you know, now we see more people getting diagnosed and we see, you know, more doctors having a little more knowledge of some of the symptoms and things that they can do for us.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you so much for being here today. And I know you need to get ready because it's starting in just a few moments, but
yes.
Best wishes to you and to Finn.
Yes.
Hope
yes,
you have a great
you.
Time.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good day.
How are you? Matt Buer.
Hey, we're doing well here. We got a lot of walk-ins and we're getting everybody their little goodie bags. And it's a beautiful November 1st. That's hard to say.
I didn't know there were goodie bags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with this T-shirt and all the little good stuff from all the other sponsors.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of sponsors, you are just perennially one of our biggest, most generous, kindest sponsors. And you don't even have POTS. You don't even have a family member with POTS. Mm-hmm. Can we ask you what makes you care about people with POTS?
Well, first, it started in 2015. And that's when Kathy, you know, mentioned about Lily. And that's where the dream was hatched. So I've been here from the beginning. And it's just a passion of mine now. I've been serving on the board for 10 years, Jill. Didn't we start in 2015, I think, right?
Yeah, I know. You don't even look a day older. Yeah.
Well, I've been on a health journey. I'm actually working out now in CrossFit. And this week was the first week I went 5 days in a row. And I'm eating healthy, everything from my garden. We have an awesome community garden that we're trying to help people learn how to grow, like Okinawa purple sweet potatoes, ginger, and turmeric for your inflammation and stuff. And I'm feeling like I'm 20 years younger than I am.
Well, you
from
look
what I'm eating in this stuff.
I almost didn't recognize you at first when you walked in. You look amazing. And I mean, you have done so many neat, generous volunteer things. I mean, I've seen pictures of you across the world, like building homes, right? Have you done?
Yep. Habitat. In 2018, I was in Nepal after they had an earthquake over there. And the company I work for, Thrivent, provides us opportunities to go around the world for these habitat builds. We also went to Romania. And then COVID kind of shut things down for a while, but we're back up and running. The company I work for is a non-profit financial company. It's Thrivent. So we have like $300 million that we have to give away every year. And our members help drive that. So that's where a lot of the funds come from, is from our fraternal budget. And we try to utilize that the best we can to help support things like this and also any other activities that are happening in the country.
Wow. Well, I think this is a good time to just let people know that, like, like people like you are the kinds of amazing people behind standing up to POTS, and that we're a really small group. Nobody gets paid. It's all volunteers. Yeah. That we are really frugal. And I mean, I just have to laugh because like we are so frugal that this year we have a volunteer who, you know, remade our website so that we wouldn't have to pay the normal fees for that, because we really, really want every dollar. And I think we are to the point where we have well over 95% of all of our income going straight to POTS research and nothing else. And I think that we should brag about that more often.
You bet that. Well, that was the hope and dream of Kathy, is to be able to raise enough money like that. And I thought I saw something on the website that was updated over a $500,000, I think it was. Wasn't it 600 and some $1,000 that have gone to research to just try to make life better for those that have POTS and try to find, you know, the root cause and what they can do. So it's really nice to be a part of that kind of a group to help folks that are really struggling in life and trying to find their way. And that's one thing I think is so cool about, you know, our webpage and our blog is you're not alone if you have POTS. You've got a community here that wants to support you.
Well, thank you for being such a huge part of this. And I know today, I think in normal life, you are a financial expert. You are, I think today, what are you doing? You're handing out gift bags. Is that your job today?
We are in signing in walk-ins, and I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures. And there is a photo album. Jill, I don't know how we might be able to put that on the screen sometime today. But if people want to snap that, or, you know, take a picture of it, it will take them right to this photo circle and they'll be able to see all the pictures. If I bring one of the signs in and put it over the screen, would they be able to use that on their phone or their computer and screenshot it?
We'll put it in the show notes and we'll make it so that it's perfect. Just one click away.
Yep. And it is a free app. Once you scan that, it will ask you to download Photo Circle. And then once you do that, you can see all the pictures we take today. And then you can even add any pictures you want to that as well. So there's an album just for today's race.
Excellent. Beautiful. And we'll make sure to put all those also on social media and the website, too, for anybody who wants to see them that way.
Yeah. Well, Jill, thank you for all that you do in helping get the word out there to all the POTS community. So thank you very much. And I've got to go out and take a picture of the whole group before we head off.
Awesome. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye, Matt.
Yep. Bye.
All right. I think I'm the last one, and we're going to start the race.
Beautiful. Okay. I know you only have a few moments, but Katie, welcome. And I don't know that people know that you are also our board member. You're one of our volunteers who makes everything happen. And you've been on the podcast for a few times talking about your day job, which is to be a professional therapist. But what are you doing today?
Today, I'm helping get everybody checked in, ready for the race, and lined up to do some interviews with you.
Awesome. And is a good crowd out there? What's it like? What's everybody?
Yeah, we have a great crowd, lots of people, despite the chilly temperatures. And we're really excited for the great race here. And we're just about to get started.
You know, it's funny because so last night was Halloween and I was a little bit worried that everyone would be on such a sugar crash that it would be hard for them to get here today. But it sounds like everybody had the self-discipline to keep it together.
Absolutely. They're all ready to go and ready to make a difference for POTS.
And are you also walking or are you on volunteer duties during the race?
I'm on volunteer duties for today.
Okay. And I guess, do you have any tips for people who are thinking about doing this next year? You know, we had spoken to a few people who didn't make it there today because they weren't sure they'd be able to do it or make it through the day. Do you have anything that you'd say to those folks?
I would say just even coming, even if you don't participate, to have the community is so, so important. And otherwise, we do have that virtual option. So if people are feeling up to it or want to do it indoors, there's always that option and they can do it at their own pace. It doesn't even have to be done in the same day.
Beautiful. Perfect. Well, Katie, thanks for everything you're doing there. I know you're busy and it's starting in just a few moments, so we'll let you go. But thanks for all that you do. Thanks for making this possible. Have fun.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody. We just want to mention that this event is only possible because of our sponsors. So I want to give a really sincere thanks to Normalite, to Thrivent Main Street Financial Group, to modern technology systems, to Mermaid Well, lifestyle medicine and physical therapy, to the Solomon Group, to Mike and Anne Patenaud, to the Klingman Insurance, and Community Health Foundation. We so appreciate that you're making today possible, you're making research possible, our website, our podcast possible, and it means so much to all of us who have POTS and who support POTS patients. Thank you, thank you. So that's all for today. We'll be back soon with another episode, but until then, thank you for listening. Remember, you're not alone, and please join us again soon.
As a reminder, anything you hear on this podcast is not medical advice. Consult your healthcare team about what's right for you. This show is a production of Standing Up to POTS, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can send us feedback or make a tax-deductible donation at www.standinguptopots.org. You can also engage with us on social media at the handle Standing Up to POTS. If you like what you heard today, please consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with your friends and family. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or at www.thepotscast.com. Thanks for listening.